Kamala Harris announces endorsement from 100 Iowa teachers amid flailing campaign. By Hannah Blow on November 29, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, this week announced an endorsement from 100 teachers in Iowa, the state she has gone all in on in hopes of reviving her floundering campaign. The Harris campaign announced its intention to go all in on Iowa this month and has blitzed the state, going as far as making dinner in Iowans' homes. Her campaign ultimately closed three offices in New Hampshire in the process in order to focus solely on the Hawkeye state. And we know that Iowa being the first state, you know, you got to be all in here in order to be able to get to the point that we can actually get to New Hampshire and other states later, she told CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe. While Harris has continued to struggle in gaining momentum, she proudly announced endorsements from 100 teachers in Iowa this week. I am honored to have the support of teachers from across Iowa and grateful every day for the work they do to help raise our children, Harris stated. Educators here in Iowa and across the country have made me a better candidate and I'm grateful to have them on my team, she added. I'm honored to have the support of teachers from across Iowa. Teachers give everything to ensure our kids have bright futures, and it's time we invested just as much in them, she tweeted. Nevertheless, the endorsement has done little to affect her standing in Iowa. The current Real Clear Politics average shows the presidential hopeful in sixth place with just 3.3% support. A report from the New York Times, featuring interviews with current and former Harris staffers, offers a bleak view for the future of the campaign. This is my third presidential campaign and I have never seen an organization treat its staff so poorly. Kelly Mellenbacher, the campaign's former operations director, wrote, with less than 90 days until Iowa, we still do not have a real plan to win. Michael Bloomberg's campaign quickly snatched up Mellenbacher, who is serving as the Bloomberg campaign's deputy chief operating officer. According to reports, Harris's financial resources are also diminishing, with the New York Times describing it as dire. Her financial predicament is dire. The campaign has not taken a poll or been able to afford TV advertising since September, and it has all but quit buying Facebook ads in the last 2 months, the Times reports. Harris is currently in fifth place nationally, averaging 3.8% support.